Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everyone. This is James, and welcome to a special episode of The Rally. Today, it won't be anything badminton. It won't be anything analysis. It will just be Johnny. For you, for the ones that don't know, or the ones that are new to the podcast, and this is your first episode, let me talk to you about Johnny, just very quickly. So, Johnny, John Bryan, goes by Johnny, goes by Bryan. As of late, he's been Johnny to me. He is my little brother, a truly and dearly special person in my life, and I want to dedicate this episode to him. His birthday is coming up. I will release on his birthday. This will be his birthday podcast. Johnny, I know you will listen to this. This will be your podcast, and I just want to let you know that you're really, really special to me. You're really, really important to me. And what better way to celebrate your 22nd birthday? So, to continue with the podcast, to continue with this, he is 4 years old, younger than me. And being immigrants to Canada, to this country, we spent almost all of our time together. Same room until I was 18, and even decided to move out together. We've spent a whole lot of time together, and I can confidently say that, you know, we are very close. Though we're far, though we're married now with our families, Johnny, I want to let you know that I'm always going to be here for you. You know, I wanted to do something special. You know, I mean, gifts and money will always be special, but I feel like this is my own way of being creative with your gift, and I hope that this brings you value. I want to let you know that being your brother, even though I'm 4 years older than you, you have taught me valuable things in life. Whether it was personal growth, just seeing you in your relationships, and I couldn't be more thankful of that. We have gone through a lot, and we will always go through a lot of good things, a lot of bad things, but I'm glad that you're part of my life's journey. I want to just point out that I'm happy. I'm happy that even though we're not really close in age, we found a way to get along. I know some siblings suffer that problem or that issue, that they don't get along with their sibling, and I'm thankful that we do. I'm thankful that we find a way to stay in touch. I know seeing each other might be difficult, but we find a way with communication. We call, and I'm glad. I'm always thankful for that, and I always appreciate that. I'm proud of the things you've accomplished and done in your life, and though it's early, you still have, you and I have barely scratched the surface of what we're going to accomplish in this lifetime. But I can confidently say that I'm proud of what you have done and what you will continue to do. Because I know that whatever you put your mind to or what you do is something that resonates with you. So I am proud of that. You are one of the strongest people I know. And I, you know, for so long, I guess I still do. I as my big brother instincts, I'm always trying to help you, to guide you. And sometimes it's the other way around. You help me and guide me. So I'm glad we have that relationship. My one advice to you, and it's something that I've started to kind of follow myself. Sorry, I have followed it myself. Is, you know, in this world where there's so much expectation, so much pressure and stress, I think you need to be able to let go of your failures and forgive yourself. You're eventually going to be parents, and I think as parents, as young parents, we need to be able to know that we are going to have hiccups. We are going to have things we don't do or did, and it led to something that we didn't intend to, or said something that we wish we could take back. But I feel like if your intent is to get better, and I know it will, you need to be able to forgive yourself. And I'm just really happy that, you know, you're 22 now. Hopefully when this is released, you'll be 22. And I'm happy to see you in the next year, 2 years, and what you'll be, because I know it'll be something really, really special. Nikita, you know, I hope you guys are great. I don't want to get too sidetracked, but thank you for putting up with him, and I know he puts up with you. Johnny, happy birthday. You know, I know you and I, we don't ask for much, we don't need too many things, but I think we should start appreciating our birthdays more. I know it's just a day, and every day should be special, but it's different knowing that you were born on that day and you were given a chance to make a difference, to have a shot at this thing called life. And again, happy birthday. I wish you nothing but happiness and health this year, next year, and all the years of your life. And as your big brother, know that I'm here, no matter what. Whatever time zone, if I'm at work, if I'm asleep, and there's something you need, I'm right here, a phone call away. I love you dearly, and I will end this off by saying happy, happy birthday. I love you. I hope you guys enjoyed this very, very special episode of The Rally. Tune in next time, the next episode, for more badminton analysis, more badminton topics, and just more badminton. Stay healthy, folks, and thanks again for tuning to The Rally.